Bernie Porn. He is the president of Epic MRA, one of the nation's finest polling businesses. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for the introduction. Sounds like you've got a little bit of passionate callers this morning. You need that cup of coffee.
People are fired up, I tell you. And speaking of that, I've got a pretty tough boss, but a pretty good boss. He brought the coffee in, and I appreciate that. But I think people are just fired up and passionate, Bernie. They're tired of the issues being masked or diverted, and they want solutions, and they want our politicians to be accountable, say they're wrong, and make some changes.
Well, remember that movie Network, Howard Beale, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. A lot of people with that view of the world.
That could be the theme. Well, Epic MRA has their latest poll out, and I know that you're focusing on lots of legislative proposals on education and other issues. Let's talk about them, Bernie.
Well, there's a collection of issues that are out there, proposals that are being made to change current law related to education, and we tested just about all of them. One proposal out there would allow for the privatization, outsourcing of instructional teaching staff in the schools, and when we described that, a solid almost 7 in 10 majority, 68%, said they oppose it, and that included like 84% of Democrats, 72% of Independents, and even a plurality of Republicans. And when they heard some of the concerns about the issue in terms of what opponents to that said, the opposition jumped up to 76%, including 61% of Republican women and 54% of Republican men. And that's one of the things that I think jumped out in this survey, is that there are differences in some of these proposals between Republican men and Republican women. And as we have seen in previous legislative efforts, such as the pension tax and cuts to education and a variety of other issues, while leaders in the Republican-controlled legislature may not have responded to opposition from Democrats or Independents in the polling, when we saw Republican women opposed to some of the proposals, they seemed to react to it and modify those proposals or seriously change them to address those concerns. And I think that that's probably an area where the Republican leaders may want to consider the opinions of Republican women on some of these issues.
We should mention that the survey was conducted from September 14th to the 20th and commissioned by the Michigan Education Association. It's an 800 sample statewide, and Bernie, I know you try to get a good sampling, male, female, rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, so on.
Correct.
What was interesting, you were talking about how many of these people surveyed were against the privatizing, having teachers come in and teach our kids, but what they seemed to be a little bit more open for was when it came to food services, cleaning services, custodian, that kind of thing.
Well, still, a majority said that they oppose that, and that's consistent with past polling that we've done. Now, we've also done polling for a lot of school districts where they wish to propose privatizing some of these issues, and it is not always the case that there is public opposition to what they want to do in that area, but often it is. And
what did the people think about Governor Snyder's vision on education?
Well, they are narrowly opposed to it, and then when they hear his pro-argument compared to the opposition argument, a fairly solid majority said that they're against it. On the Snyder position, his idea is to have as much flexibility and freedom for parents and students as possible so that they can customize their curriculum and their plans. And they would take the state money and put that where they're having their kids go to school. And that's something I think people like the idea of school choice to a very large extent, but they think that this goes too far. And I think there could, when we raise the specter of there's a lot of parents that are not getting that involved in their children's education right now, and to have this kind of flexibility in the education system, I think voters are concerned that there will be a lack of accountability, and also they know that parents are not going to be able to get involved to the extent that that kind of flexibility would require.
Just to be clear, what did your survey say about right to teach and also charter schools?
Well, on right to teach, there is, and that is for your listeners, that is where it's applying the right to work laws that have been proposed overall, specifically to teachers, and that is involving union dues, the paying of union dues. If an employee doesn't want to, they would not have to. There is very narrow support by a plurality for that, but then when you tell them that these folks who wouldn't have to pay, they would still get the benefits that the union would bargain for, that all of a sudden turned a plurality of 43 to 39% support into a 55% majority opposition. And significant movement, even among Republicans, especially Republican women, where they were supportive by 67% on the initial proposal, they're only supportive by 49% the proposal after they hear that information. And on the removing charter caps, people like charter schools, 59% support it, but when you ask the question about removing caps totally, they're against it. 45% to 40% oppose it. And then when they hear more information, they move toward even greater opposition, and they also believe by a 52% majority that removing caps will harm and be a have a negative impact on education.
Bernie, what do people think about the school of choice?
Schools of choice, overwhelmingly people support the schools of choice, current law. However, only a narrow majority of all voters support the idea of requiring all local schools to participate in schools of choice and giving parents the ability to go to any school regardless of location. Currently, they're limited to going to another school within the ISD or the county, and that would not be true under the proposals. They'd be able to go to any school in Michigan.
Bernie, what surprised you about the latest poll?
What surprised me is that, as with so many issues, there is a real difference between, as I mentioned before, Republican women and Republican men on a lot of these issues. They are not at all in tune with some of the directions that the Republican leaders have indicated they wish to go on some of these issues. And if they are looking at those results, as they have in the past, I believe, on other issues, they may want to consider modifying their proposals or maybe even abandoning them.
All right, Bernie, we're going to have you on tomorrow, I believe, at the same time, and you've got more polling data to share with us. What will be the feature of that?
Well, this was on policies and policy proposals. The stuff that I'll be sending you shortly will be for tomorrow will be dealing with rating the schools, all schools, and then your own local schools, rating the level of taxes to pay for schools, whether or not there's enough funding or not, as well as teacher pay and salaries, tracking that, where we have measured that in the past, how does that compare now, and also measuring Obama, Snyder, in terms of favorability, and a number of other organizations and groups that speak out about education issues.
All right, Bernie, we appreciate you. We appreciate the opportunity to present the information, and we'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to it, Tony. Take care.